Hello, and thank you for tuning in. You are listening to BiteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth Children's Corner Show. For network or show information, visit www.biteradio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth Show with your host, Robert Sharp.
Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth Show. Today, my very special guest joining us from Sao Paulo, Brazil, is F.T. Camargo. He is author of Shanti and the Magic Mandala. Join the frantic chase that begins in Manhattan all of the way to Peru for the sacred object that can stop the black magician's final plan. Shanti and the Magic Mandala is an adventure where fantasy and reality are mingled. The book tells the story of six teenagers coming from all different cultural and religious backgrounds and from different parts of the world who are mystically recruited to form two groups, one in the northern hemisphere and one in the southern. They eventually gather in Peru and through a simple alliance begin a frantic chase for the sacred object that can stop the black magician's final plan. F.T. Camargo is an Italian-Brazilian living in Sao Paulo, Brazil, an award-winning architect. He has a degree in arts and media. He is devoted to animals and has been deeply involved in causes for their protection and freedom. He is a world traveler, speaks four languages, English, Portuguese, Italian, and Spanish. And for many years, he has been practicing yoga and meditation and studying the Kabbalah. His exploration of spiritual teachings motivated a commitment to self-development, which in turn created a new path and goal in life. Shanti and the Magic Mandala was born from this inner journey. This is the first of series in a series of many more exciting books to come. There is an absolutely wonderful book trailer that FT has created. There is a direct link in the show page description to that book trailer on YouTube. So be sure to check that out. So with that, I would like to welcome F.T. Fernando to the show. Good day, Fernando. Thank you for joining me today.
Oh, good day, Robert. Thank you very much for the opportunity to be interviewed in such nice radio program. Thank you so much.
Well, it is my pleasure. And, you know, one of the joys that I have with doing the Children's Corner is highlighting authors who have special messages. And your book is one of those, and it's targeted to the young adult. You know, to what would you say would be the age range for the type of reader that Shanti would get?
Yeah, you know, like Robert, yes, in fact, it's a young adult fantasy. It's a multicultural story with a mystical approach. And I wrote for the young adults because, you know, I wrote a book I would be amazed to read if I were a teenager. And when I was younger, I loved to read fantasy and adventure books, such as Tintin, Julius Verne, Tolkien. And, you know, I think young people are the ones who will be able to change this world. And so that's why I decided to bring them something. It's an adventure and it's a fantasy, but also to plant a seed in their lives to be able to germinate good feelings related to the planet, you know, related to the human rights. I decided it would be a good idea to use this ludic approach with these things that are so important to the planet, you know?
Yes, I do. And that is, you know, it's such a wonderful format for, like you said, planting the seeds for them to start thinking about cross-cultural cooperation and how coming together could really help solve some, you know, issues that are troubling our planet.
Yes, that's it. You know, like, I think at the end we are talking about freedom, we are talking about human rights, we are talking about planet protection, about love, about all these subjects that are fundamental for the health of our planet. That's why I decided to write an adventure, but it's a fantasy as well, bringing many mystical and spiritual approaches.
Yeah, very much so. Now, even though you are an Italian Brazilian living in Sao Paulo, what prompted you to set your story in Manhattan and then the other parts of the world?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, Robert, I find New York such a great democratic and multicultural city for the book to begin, you know. And also I have been going to New York since I was 16, and I know well the city, you know, and I like it very much. I like New York very much. And also, I am a travel addicted, and since we live in a globalized area, I decided to use the different countries I have traveled to around the world in the book, you know. And as you noticed, I clearly describe each and every city because I always do the research, you know. I have been to all the places I mentioned in the book.
Okay, that makes sense to be able to add, you know, the clarity and the understanding having been in that. Now, what are some of the other locations that you include?
Oh, there is like Peru. Peru, I did a big research. I did a previous travel there, and I did a big research going to different places, studying their mythology, making interviews with people there. So it was an amazing trip. And then I have been also to Israel, Egypt, Wadi Rum Desert in Jordan, and also Rio. And so that was very cool, you know.
Yeah, very much so. And you know, each of those places that you've chosen to have one of the characters come from, they're all very spiritually significant places.
Yeah, that's the point, you know, because I love it to have these different characters with different cultural and religious backgrounds, because also I want to show, like, inspire young readers and also adults that will read the book, that we can have a harmony and union between the differences, you know. So you have, like, it's a good opportunity to show that we can have, like, a different backgrounds, but you also can have, like, a union and harmony among people from different cultures and religions. So, you know, the main point in this is, like, I think we have to learn to respect each other and admire the difference, because I believe when there is prejudice, there is no way to have peace.
Yeah, I agree. I agree very much. So now, in your book, you have a black magician. So is the kind of the fight of good over evil, or you know, is that kind of a real important part of the book?
Yeah. I think we can talk. Basically, there is like a big fight between the light and the darkness. The light is like the people that have the desire to transform this world. They want life to do something, you know, for our planet, for our neighbors, for the animals, for the nature. Because I think, Robert, you know, we are the responsible ones as well. We always try to put the guilt in others, but once we don't do anything, we are also responsible, you know? So I think, like, it's a story to inspire everyone, you know, inspired to do their part in the whole process, to be proactive, and to understand that all of us, we are the responsibles also, you know. We must change our old habits, and we must be inspired to do new good things.
I agree. And that, you know, that does, it is, it seems so nowadays that the difference between light and dark is just becoming so widespread. I mean, it's so apparent that it's kind of forcing people to choose one or to hopefully choose the light shed light on that darkness, huh?
Yeah, you are right. Also because I think, you know, there is like a big advertising that the dark do a big advertising. If you see like many young adults products like games and or even books, they are always talking about violence, about war. They are always like many times they are inspiring like this thing, this like darkness side, you know. So I think we have to do our part and create an opposite thing, like something to bring light, to inspire compassion, to inspire peace, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. And you are so correct about that, focused with, on the young adults of violence and confrontation and conflict. And you know, I do believe that is really guiding, you know, unfortunately, you know, the youth to finding it being acceptable or even attractive when it should be just the opposite.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah.
And once, like,
yeah.
if you see like a big part of this generation start to learn to do these things, you know, start to learn to be greedy, start to learn to be aggressive, to be angry, and we like, and it's like crazy because we don't need this anymore. We had enough, I know, you know, like we have like to start to create and inspire the other part, you know. We are the responsible ones as well. Like we have to assume this responsibility, I think.
I agree. Well, you know, let's talk a little bit about Shanti. You have the heroine of the book. I mean, tell us how you decided, you know, to have the hero be a young girl, and you know, why, just tell us a little bit about Shanti. How did you decide on her character?
Oh, okay. Yeah, Shanti is like one of the main characters. In fact, there are six characters, main characters involved. But she, I think, is the protagonist. Like she's like is like the book brings her name. And I think I was inspired because since I started my spiritual path, I got many teachings from the Hinduism, and I had like some masters like Yogananda and Sai Baba. So I translated a little bit in the Hindu culture, and also I have been to India, and so I found very interesting because she is like an example of a girl that used to be to live in India in a difficult place to live, and she moved to New York with her dad, like for a dream to have a good life, to study in a good university. So I think she has many dreams, and she loves the animals as well. And the fact of she is a Hindu, I think it's because she came from a very ancient and very interesting culture, like deeply spiritualized. So I think, and also her name has a such important meaning as well in Sanskrit. So that's why she's like my protagonist.
Okay, well, good. Well, I mean, I think that it's wonderful, you know, that you have her as, you know, one of, like, the primary character, because, you know, especially in today's society, you know, quite often, you know, women have, you know, kind of taken a second role, you know, and it's really important to have for young teenage girls, you know, a positive, you know, even if it's fantasy, but a positive kind of ideal to work toward.
Yes, I agree, completely agree with you, Robert. And also, you know, I think the fact of that my characters are like multicultural background is like to show this, you know, like to show that there is like many different types and kind of young adults of people, and everybody has the same rights in this planet, you know, everybody can reach the same point, and so that's why I am open this question in the book, that to be a very open and democratic talk, you know, like that's the point, like to consider like that everybody has the same right, and everybody regarding their own backgrounds, they say they have the same right, and also to show that it's possible to create a harmony and union with different people, respecting their own background, their own religions, and also being proud about our own backgrounds, you know, but not to creating a huge gap and judgment, saying that this is better than the other, you know, my religion is better than yours, my color is better than yours. So it's like to real create a harmony and a democratic point of view.
Yeah, well, you know, that is so important, you know, especially when we're looking at the, you know, the conflicts, the constant conflicts, you know, between cultures, and you know, it's wonderful to be able to, you know, again, plant the seed, you know, the, you know, cooperation and respect for one's background, no matter what, you know, what it is important, and each person has something to contribute to the overall goal.
Yes, that's the point. It's, I think it's something to inspire really the young readers, also the adults, like through an adventure, through a fantasy, you know, because it's like a story, plenty of action and adventure and all these stuff, but also inspire, you know, like to do good things, to be aware about, to see others, to accept acceptance, you know, freedom as well.
Yeah, very much so. Now, I have to confess that I love young adult books, you know. I think there's always, you know, it's wonderful to be able to touch that inner child in each of us, you know, and to, you know, to go on that fantasy. So anyway, I love, you know, reading, you know, young adult books, because I think there's, you know, to me, it's just so, it's such a nice alternative to all of the conflict and drama that we're always you know, confronted with.
Yeah, you know, like, Robert, one point for me is the same, like, because I like very much to write and read as well, young adult, because also I enjoy it so much writing, because while in the process, I travel in my own story, you know, as if I was a character from the book participating in all the adventures. And so, like, for me, the whole process of writing is fantastic, because it disconnects me from real life, you know, which pleases me a lot, I can confess you.
Well, that's, you know, that's good, and that is, I think that's the joy, you know, of the whole aspect of writing. So, you know, we're almost halfway through. I want to take just a quick break here, FD Fernando, and then when we come back, I want to talk about how it is that you went from architect to writer. So that's, you know, that's an interesting shift. So we're going to take just again a real quick break.
Next block.
Okay. Great. Yeah. So everyone, stay tuned. We'll be right back after this very brief break.
Here's what Heather had to say about joy potential.
Our lives have many chapters, and some transitions are scarier than others. Fortunately, the main character in your book comes in contact with people on a new job that he thought he would never have to do at his age. They listen and talk with each other, and the process they go through is magic and life-changing. Listening is one of the most important skills anyone can have and a skill anyone can develop. I so enjoyed John and Leonora and remember thinking while I was reading the book, are they real? Some people help us put our training wheels on, and some people help us take our training wheels off. Anyway, I did so enjoy the book. Thank you.
Hi, Robert. Evelyn here from treeofenchantments.com, my little online magical forest shop. And talk about magic. Boy, joy potential is truly magical. This story about a week when everything turns to a new life path, speaking of fear turning into excitement, startling new connections with others, breathtaking new thought patterns, really, I could go on and on. The ending is such a surprise. Honestly, I couldn't put it down. And when I finished reading it, I wanted more. You don't come across books like this often in life. No matter where you are, joy potential will open awareness and simply delight. Thank you, Robert, for a really wonderful book. I look forward to the next book and to the next one and the one after that. I hope many, many people read Joy Potential. They will be very glad they did.
For more information, visit www.joybook.me. That's joybook.me, or call 843-808-0777.
Okay, everyone, thank you for staying with us. Again, I do want to thank Heather and Evelyn for their testimonials for Joy Potential. I greatly appreciate that. Okay, now we're returning to today's show. Again, my very special guest today is F.T. Camargo, and he is author of Shanti and the Magic Mandala, a young adult book that is fantastic. I have a direct link to his book's trailer at YouTube in the show page description, so be sure to check that out. It's absolutely amazing. And also, FT's book is available in all the major outlets, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, etc. So be sure to get it. It would be an excellent gift for the holiday for those young ones in your life. So with that, I'd like to welcome Fernando back to the show. Good day. We're back.
Yeah. Hi, Robert. Thank you so much again.
It's my pleasure, and you, I just can't wait to see the movie.
Oh, great! I wanted to see also. Hopefully soon.
There you go. Absolutely. Well, you know, I mentioned in the introduction in the beginning of the show that you're an award-winning architect. So, how did you go from architect to writer? That's quite a shift.
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, Robert, the point is, first, I have always dreamed of becoming a writer, but the main point is over the past four years, while doing my meditation, I have asked for a new direction in my life, you know, and then I had an insight during a meditation that I could share my experience through writing. And so this turn was like when I was an architect, I did many, many works and constructions, but I wasn't happy, you know, and I was looking for, like, to find a new purpose in my life. And once, just after I started my spiritual path, and my meditation, my yoga, and my studies in spirituality, I start to have a different insights. And one insight was very strong during a meditation that I was ready in the moment that I could share my experience through writing. And also, as a young boy up till now, I have always enjoyed reading fantasy and adventurous books, you know. I was a fan of Tintin and the French Adventure Boy, also a fan of Julius Verne, mysteries and thrillers like Agatha Christie. And Robert, you know, like, bringing all these memories to the present, I wanted to write an exciting adventure and fantasy book for young readers, which could also bring important concepts into the story, such as spirituality, compassion, human rights, animal protections. You know, all these things mean a great deal to me. And like, I was an actor, and that also helped me to write my book. For example, the way I can see and analyze the environment around the world. So I think it was a big change, but it's like there is a history link on that, yeah.
Wow. Well, that's, you know, I think it's wonderful that, you know, you followed, you know, the insights that you got from, you know, the yoga and meditation. And to me, I'm always excited to see someone like you who, you know, who maybe has spent, you know, a long time doing one particular career, but also kind of following your heart's desire, you know, and just doing it, and, you know, and, you know, what kind of response have you gotten from people who have either read Shanti, or, you know, who you tell about the story?
Yeah, you know, like, from my part, I have the desire to inspire young readers to be proactive, caring about the planet, as well as supporting them to live freely and have compassion for their fellow man, while accepting others' options, religions, and cultures. And from them, I am getting, like, a very nice feedback. And because, like, different people are reading the book, like, I mean, teenagers, adults, and different types of people. And I am glad because they are very involved. They got very involved with the plot, with the adventure and the fantasy. But the best thing and that I am more happy about is, like, that they got inspired maybe to change a bit their lives. And also that it's very important to change old habits, you know. So that's very good for me. Like, it's a fantastic feedback, don't you think so?
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Now, I wanted to share with you, you know, when I read about your you know, your devotion to helping animals and respecting them, and I just wanted to let you know of, I had a couple of kids, actually young adults, they're in their early teens, on my show. Gosh, I think it's probably been a little over a year ago, and they have an organization called One More Generation. And so, I mean, you know, after the show, you may want to meet up with them sometime. They're just, their website is onemoregeneration.com. .org.
Oh, we'll be glad. Yeah, I will be glad for them. Yeah. Yeah.
They just they're working with helping save the rhino in South Africa from extinction.
Oh,
they're doing
a
they're doing a documentary and all kinds of things. So, in your you know, pursuit of that goal and that passion of yours, you just may want to meet, because they travel international. They've gone to Korea and a couple of other places to talk to the young kids. So just want to let you know about that. That might be a connection that you, either of you, may be able to help each other somehow. So
And congrats for you, you know. Congrats for this dad that inspired, like, you know, the kids to do something for the others, for the animals, for the planet. That's the point, Robert. Doesn't matter what we decided to do, but if you decide at least to do something and choose something, it's fantastic. It's a beautiful job. It's a beautiful work. Congratulations to you all.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So I just wanted to let you know, if you don't have that written down, just always contact me, and I'll be happy to put you two together. So, but I just wanted to mention
that.
Okay, sure. Now, so with the Shanti, it's your hope then that the reader is going to maybe get that little seed of inspiration to maybe do something, you know, around them to maybe to better the planet in some way?
Yeah, I think, like, because the plot and the book itself brings, like, many different aspects, you know. I talk about animal protection, about nature protection as well. I have some situations of protection of dogs, fighting against dealers, and also about compassion with others or other people, different people. So I think in the book, in the plot, has many different aspects, and the people can get inspired in many different issues.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And whatever way that they feel motivated, it doesn't matter. We could use help in all of those areas.
Yeah. Yeah. You get it, the point. I think it's like all these things are at the same place, at the same side. I mean, you know, like, because we are talking about, like, compassion, né? We are talking about justice, about love, you know. So once you realize that it's love, compassion, justice, and you can choose any path, you know, like, all are the same. Like, it's just like the difference is to choose, like, for one specific one, but you can be involved in many different, or in one. I think, like, it's person to person. It's like a personal thing, you know? But the most important thing is to embrace something.
Yeah, I agree. Now, I can see in the future where people or kids across the world are going to start forming their own Shanti organizations to come together solve the world.
Because I think we are in a moment, it's like a very special moment, because people are starting to waking up and are starting to getting up, you know, from their comfort zone. We have to understand, I think, that we must leave our comfort zone, you know, like, because it's not comfortable most of the time. It's not comfort to rescue a dog, to help the other in a such big difficult or whatever, you know. But I think the main point is, like, that we have to know that we are responsible for our lives. We have to assume the responsibility for our lives and to have in mind that we are responsible for the planet's life. That means includes the animal, the nature, and the others, you know, like the poor children around the world, starving, and the many problems, religious problems with wars and all these subjects. I think we have to be aware and to choose to start to go out of our comfort zone and start to do something.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, one part of my programming, I have environmental awareness. So I've had people on, you know, who are really active in trying to raise awareness on how important it is to keep our environment and keep the earth in such a state of health that it can continue on and supporting, you know, those who are here. And, you know, and I think that's a wonderful message to give. I think right now, I think, you know, particularly young adults, we know where your book kind of addresses, I think they're uh-huh. really thinking about what kind of world am I going to live in, you know, 15, 20 years. You know, I think that's important on their mind right now.
Yeah, like to say something, you mean to say something to them?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's really important. So now, do you have any other plans for more Shanti books or books of that same kind of nature?
Yeah, you know, like I really love it, this book, and I love the all the characters, and I wanna continue with Shanti. And I want to turn it on a series like the Shanti 2. And I have already done a big research in Asia in many different countries, very interesting for a new plot to be happening.
Okay. So now are you going to continue in the next book, the focus on multicultural cooperation?
Yeah. I think always will be like this because I want to keep the all the characters, and so I have like one is Shanti, there is an Indian, the other one is a Jewish boy, and the other is a Muslim, and the other is like African Brazilian, that from the religious Brazilian religious spiritual. And the other one is an Italian boy from a Christian Catholic.
Well, good.
And,
also
a Japanese, a Buddhist. So I have everything.
You've got them all covered, that's for sure. Well, that's good.
Yeah,
well, you know, yeah. So now, in the book, do you address. How do you address the religion versus spirituality? Because each of them comes from a very different religious background. So
yeah.
how do you kind of get them to work together when you're in the real world? They're not.
Yeah, you know, like the main point is to understand there is like a pillar of the whole religions, and the people misunderstand this. Like the main pillar for me is like unconditional love, and all the religions in some point came from this pillar, you know, from this unconditional love. And but during the years and through the centuries, there start to have like a misunderstanding this, meaning by the fundamentalists, you know, that took like the scriptures, like the sacred books, in the wrong way. And I think like all the religions at the end talks about the same with different shapes because they came from a different process and they were like... They were given for a different person from different cultures. So That's why I think spirituality is something that is a global thing, that it includes everything, that it's basically based on the unconditional love, compassion. Also the religions are based on this. But the problem is that the shape, the different shapes, create a gap and sometimes create a misunderstanding between them, you know?
Yeah.
But I think in essence, they are the same. Because at the end, I think we are talking about unconditional love, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Well, you know, it's wonderful that, you know, and I do agree there is that, like, one pillar, that one common element, you know, that kind of transcends all of those, all of the religions. And I think, you know, having a young adult book that focuses on that higher level, you know, but also respecting each one's kind of cultural uniqueness is you know, a wonderful way to approach it. So, gosh, we're down to the last few minutes here, Fernando. This has really been wonderful. I just have to ask, do you ever see yourself making Manhattan your home, or is Sao Paulo going to be where you're staying?
Oh, no, Manhattan, we never know. Like, it would be fantastic, you know? The problem is that I have 7 dogs. You know, Robert, imagine, like, where can I sit with 7 dogs in a house? Difficult.
Yeah, that would be a tough one. But
I would love to, really.
That was wonderful. So, well, you know, I think, again, your book is a wonderful inspirational book for the young adults, you know, and again, when I saw that book trailer that you have, I mean, I just thought that would make such a wonderful movie, you know, and so, you know, I'll keep that in my thoughts for you, and you keep me informed when somebody comes to you for that.
Thank you so much. It was a big pleasure to talk to you. It was a really interesting chat for me.
It has been my pleasure. I very much so enjoyed you, and I'll keep following you and spreading the word about Shanti. Now I have a recommended reading page, so I'll be sure to put Shanti on there in the children's corner and mention it to all my social media people who have children in that age range.
Well, thank you so much, Robert, for your friendship and kindness. And you were, like, very nice. It was it's a pleasure, you know, to know a person like you.
Thank you. And if I find myself in Sao Paulo, I will look you up.
Okay, sure, you know. Okay.
So you just never know.
Thank you so much.
You're very,
have a wonderful night. Plenty of lights, okay?
Thank you. You as well. Okay, everyone, again, today my very special guest has been F.T. Camargo, Fernando Camargo. He is author of Shanti and the Magic Mandala. It's a wonderful young adult book. I do have a direct link to his book trailer, which is fantastic. That link is in the show page description. It's also on YouTube, so be sure to check that out. F.T.'s book is available in all major locations, so be sure to check it out. And again, it would make a great holiday gift for those who have children in the young adult, or even if you're like me, a big adult who likes young adult reading. So pick up a copy. So everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth Children's Corner. And until we meet again,
thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to ByteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth's Children's Corner show. To become a show follower, visit www.blogtalkradio.com/ByteRadio.me and click on the follow link. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at ByteRadio.me, and our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes.
Be sure to visit our website at www.biteradio.me. That's BITERADIO.ME. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.